Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Tattoo Murders by Akimatsu Tyagi, first published in 1951, but translated into English in 1998. Today's book is all about tattoos, post-World War II Japan, and a locked room mystery. In 1947, Kenzo Matsushita has returned from the war, and in the aftermath of a defeated Japan, he's continuing his studies in forensic medicine. One day he hears of a meeting of the Edo Tattoo Society, where a prize for the best male and female tattoo will be awarded. Curious and thinking that this might help his career, Kenzo attends the competition and meets the glamorous bar owner Kinu, who displays her incredible full-body snake tattoo and wins the women's prize. A connection forms between Kenzo and Kinu, despite her relationship with a local Yakuza gang leader who also happens to be the brother of a school friend of Kenzo's. Driven by lust, Kenzo is drawn into Kinu's world, and when he goes to her home for another clandestine meeting, he discovers a dismembered corpse in the locked bathroom of her home and no sign of Kinu. Keen to avoid any connection to her, Kenzo calls his brother, the chief of police, but lies about his affair with the victim. Kenzo offers to assist his brother in the investigation and is drawn further into the seedy world of gangsters, prostitution, dive bars, and backyard tattooing. But the police can't find the tattooed parts of Kinu's dead body. Has someone taken their obsession with body art to the most extreme ends? The Tattoo Murders is an intriguing murder mystery set in the seedy, broken world of post-World War II Japan. The male characters have all returned from war traumatized, and society is rebuilding itself after the defeat. The city is filled with bomb sites and the ghosts of the dead and the missing, and this is especially interesting to read about from a Japanese perspective. But The Tattoo Murders is also about obsession, revenge, greed, as well as locked bathroom doors. Tattoos also have a twisted history in Japan, and at the time of this book, tattoos and tattooing were illegal, but there is a rich tradition of intricate body artwork. People are obsessed with tattoos, and there was a gruesome practice of removing the tattooed skin after death for display as artworks. And Kinu's tattoo itself was also associated with folklore, superstition, and a particular wizard's curse. Kenzo lies to his brother about his relationship with the dead woman, but in his heart he tries to find her murderer and get justice. As more murders pile up, he enlists a genius friend who, with a Sherlock Holmes-like mind, analyzes the scene and finds connections that no one else sees. While some people do love a locked room mystery, this is not a favourite trope of mine, but I still thoroughly enjoyed the investigation and journey through a time and a culture unfamiliar to me, coupled with the twists of an expert murder mystery novel. So if you like history, body art, locked room mysteries, lies, folklore, and snakes, you might like The Tattoo Murders by Akimatsu Tyagi. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.